Community Conversations on 95.1 The Bull, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Lisa Welter, the administrator of Chickasaw County Public Health, and lots of topics to tackle once again here with our November report. Lisa, November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month. What do we need to know?
So November is Lung Cancer Awareness Month, and Chickasaw County Public Health and the Iowa Department of Health and Human Services are working together to increase awareness among Iowans of the risk factors of lung cancer and to provide some information about lung cancer screenings. So lung cancer is the number one cause of cancer deaths in Iowa. Iowa is actually ranked 14th in the nation for the rate of new cancers of lung cancer. So this is why it's very important for us to focus on lung cancer and the awareness of that. So according to the CDC, cigarette smoking is the number one risk factor for lung cancer. Radon is another important major risk factor that we want to watch. Having a risk factor does not mean that someone's going to get cancer. It just means that someone has a higher chance of developing cancer. So some cancer risk factors, like a person's age, you know, they can't be changed, but some cancer risk factors can be controlled. Cigarette smoking is linked to 80 to 90% of lung cancer deaths in the U.S. Using other tobacco products such as cigars also increases that risk of lung cancer. People who smoke cigarettes are 15 to 30% more likely to get lung cancer and die from lung cancer than those who do not smoke. If you smoke or use tobacco products and would like to quit, there is that Quitline Iowa, and that's a free program. It's helped over 1.5 million people quit using tobacco products. Professional quit coaches and online community providers support is available, including different resources like nicotine quitting medications and things like that. So that resource, you can call 1-800-QUIT-NOW, or you can also text START to 300-500. Radon is another risk for, puts us at a higher risk for lung cancer. It's a natural radioactive gas that can cause cancer. You can't see it or smell it or taste it, but it could be in your home. According to the Environmental Protection Agency, or the EPA, radon is the leading cause of lung cancer in non-smokers and is the second leading cause of lung cancers among those who do smoke. The EPA also considers the entire state of Iowa at being a high risk for radon gases in homes. It's just kind of natural in the soil, and so we just have a higher risk of that. An update to our office that I want to provide right now is we're going to be getting some radon test kits in our office, and we'll have them available. It's going to be a limited number, but we'll have them available for $20. With these kits that we have, there's no processing fee. So once you pay that $20, all you do is you register it and just kind of follow the directions, hang them up, send them in, and they will send you the results. And again, there are a limited number of kits, but hopefully I'll have those by the end of the week. So how you can get those is you can stop in our office, or if Derek will be coming out to do a water test at your house, if you let me know ahead of time, I can send one with him. That way you don't have to come in the office. Some Iowans do qualify, too, for lung cancer screenings, and lung cancer screenings can help detect tumors early when they're more treatable. When we catch those early. So lung cancer is found in early stages. That people do have a higher survival rate. A five-year survival rate is higher. So that is good to catch that early rather than those later stages. The U.S. Preventative Task Force recommends that yearly lung cancer screenings with a low-dose CT, it's a low-dose CT scan is what it is, and this is available for people who have smoked one pack of cigarettes a day for 20 years, or if you have smoked two packs a day for 10 years, or if you've smoked more than that, and if you still smoke or if you've quit in the past 15 years, and if you're between the ages of 50 and 80 years old. That's kind of what qualifies you. So during this scan, the X-ray machine uses a low dose of radiation, and it creates a digital image of your lungs. And this scan usually only takes a couple minutes. It's not painful or anything like that. And it does, like I said, detect that cancer early. So it's very important to do that cancer screening.
You were talking with Lisa Welter, Administrator, Chickasaw County Public Health and Home Care. And you talked to, and addressed this actually with the supervisors on Monday, Operation Greenlight for Veterans. What's going on with that?
So on Monday, the Chickasaw County Board of Supervisors approved an Operation Greenlight for Veterans 2025. They made a proclamation. So Chickasaw County is proud to participate in this Operation Greenlight, and what it does is it honors the service and sacrifice of our nation's veterans. So we hope this is a simple yet meaningful initiative that lets our veterans know that they are seen, that they're appreciated and supported, not just on Veterans Day, but every day of the year. So in advance of the upcoming Veterans Day holiday, Chickasaw County will illuminate the courthouse, the EMS building, and the Public Health Rescue Squad building in green from November 4th to the 11th. And this is part of the Operation Greenlight for Veterans. This is a nationwide effort, and it unites counties in supporting military veterans. The initiative is led by the National Association of Counties, and it raises awareness around the unique challenges faced by many veterans and the resources that are available at a county, state, and federal level to assist veterans and their families. So Chickasaw County residents, businesses, and community organizations are encouraged to participate in this too, in that Operation Greenlight, by changing one of their lights to a green bulb. So by shining this green light, we let our veterans know that they are seen, appreciated, and supported. And we do want to give a resource out there. Veterans who are needing some help, there is a Veterans Crisis Line. They can dial that 988 number that anybody can use, and then if you press, I believe it's option 1, that gets you to a Veterans Crisis Line. You can also text 838-255, and that will also get you to someone who can help. And I know a lot of times if you call that regular VA number, it does ask you if you need that Veterans Crisis Line to press a certain number, so it's available that way too.
All right, so some great resources there for veterans in the community. Speaking of resources, a lot of talk about the interruption in SNAP benefits for over a quarter of a million Iowans here for the month of November. Looks like there's some relief coming in that regards, but until then, some of the food assistance programs around the area are feeling a pinch. What do you want to let people know about, you know, ways that they can, you know, if you're facing some food insecurity, what resources are out there for you?
So I kind of did a little bit of looking, too, and as I was on, like, Facebook and stuff, I found more information. But one that I really wanted to share that is kind of a new one that I found out kind of by accident, and I think it's just amazing because I went there for resources for somebody recently, and I was just amazed by their willingness to help out and their program. So the program is called the Community Pantry, and this is located actually in Nashua at the St. John's Lutheran Church. And so I've dealt a lot with Jackie Schilling. She's amazing, and she gave me some resources and information to give to everybody today. So this is a new community resource. It's called, again, the Community Pantry. It's at that St. John's Lutheran Church in Nashua, like we just said, and that address is 300 Merrill Street. It's open Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., and Tuesdays and Wednesdays from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Saturdays from 9 a.m. to noon. Plus, an additional food pantry is available on Fridays from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., and that one is the original food pantry in Nashua, which is 115 Woodbridge Street. So that's just kind of right off Main Street there. And Nashua actually does have a third little pantry. It's called the Little Food Pantry, and it's located by the City Hall, just kind of to the side of that. So they are proud to be affiliated. So the community resource that we're talking about, that community pantry at the St. John's Lutheran Church, is affiliated with that Northeast Iowa Food Bank. And so you can go there at any time during the times we just discussed. And they have kind of a room, and they gave me a whole bunch of just different types of foods. There's frozen foods and boxed foods, and there were some fresh vegetables when I was there for an individual that I was helping. But they also have, they partner with that food bank, and they come every third Thursday of the month to that St. John's location, and it's a mobile food pantry. So no appointments needed for this. You can come and get some food at that time, too. Donations of non-perishable food or monetary gifts are always welcome, they said. Or if you would like to serve and help out there, they're always looking for volunteers too. Whether you're giving or receiving, you're part of something good. So come as you are and leave with what you need is what they told me. So that is great. And then a couple other things that I just kind of found looking around, and might have heard some of these before, but Hy-Vee, and I think I actually got this off your website. So Hy-Vee is doing that free kids program for children that are under the age of 12 from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m., and they eat free. And then for everyone else, it's $3 for that. In New Hampton, there's the Chickasaw Pride Pantry, and that's open 24 hours a day, and I believe that's located in the doors of the school. That mobile food pantry that I was talking about that does come to Nashua on the third Thursday of the month, it actually comes also to a couple surrounding towns, too. So on November 5th, it comes to Charles City. November 10th, it comes to West Union. November 11th, it's in both Shell Rock and Waverly. November 13th is at Cresco, and again, November 20th, it would be in Nashua area. And then Governor Kim Reynolds did announce that the state will match all cash donations to our regional food banks. So if anybody is able to give a monetary donation to the Northeast Iowa Food Bank, that would benefit us, and the state will match that. So I think that's great. And one last resource that I found is you can get online to 211.org. And this will give you different food resources and different food banks and things like that around the area.
And talking with Lisa Welter, Public Health Administrator, Chickasaw County. Earlier this week, you were in the Sumner-Fredericksburg School District giving some teachers some stop-the-bleed instructions and training. What do we need to know about that project? You've talked about it before, but give us a refresher.
So over the past 2 years, Chickasaw County Public Health has received emergency preparedness grant funds. And this is to purchase and distribute Stop the Bleed kits and provide trainings on how to use them. So in the first year, what we did is kits were supplied to the different city halls in each city, and a limited number of kits we got to give to the schools. So then last year, we were able to expand on the program to include kits for each of the classrooms in the schools. So again, that was Nashua Plainfield, Sumner Fredericksburg, and New Hampton schools. So this year, again, we were able to extend that further by equipping the school buses in Nashua, Plainfield, New Hampton, and Sumner Fredericksburg with those kits. So earlier this fall, we were in Nashua, Plainfield. Yesterday, we did Sumner Fredericksburg, and then on Thursday, we'll be here in New Hampton meeting with the bus drivers to train them. We'll also be holding and training different individuals of the county. So we get to do Chickasaw County Secondary Roads Department later this month, too. So we're very excited about that. Severe bleeding can become life-threatening in just minutes, often before emergency responders can arrive. So having these Stop the Bleed kits, which includes tourniquets and gauze, can help provide tools needed to control that bleeding and help save lives. By preparing our schools, public facilities, and departments with these kits, public health is helping to build a stronger, safer community where everyone has the skills to protect one another in an emergency. And a couple of examples where we can use these kits could be like a natural disaster like a tornado. Shootings and car accidents are just a few. We also hope to offer this training opportunity to the public in the future if there is an interest.
Lisa, it's been a while since we've last chatted. Last time we talked, though, you just learned that supervisors, they were able to reallocate some funds into the fiscal year budget for 2025-26, and was going to allow you to maybe resume some activity in some areas there through Chickasaw County Public Health. And what's the latest in terms of where you're at with your strategic planning and any agency updates?
Starting out with our strategic planning, in July, Chickasaw County Public Health started the strategic planning effort, and we teamed up with the state of Iowa for this. And this will help us strengthen our programs and services. So through this process, we will develop a 3-year strategic plan, and it will help guide our priorities, improve efficiencies, and ensure that we continue to provide the highest quality care and support the residents of Chickasaw County. So far what our planning team has done is we created a new mission, vision, and value statement for our agency. We've identified our strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and our threats, and we also outlined key priority areas for growth. And some of these priority areas were workforce development, infrastructure enhancement, and community partnership and outreach. This strategic plan will serve as a roadmap for the future, and it will help our department build capacity, strengthen collaboration, and continue to meet the health needs and wellness of our community. I also promised an update on the public health this month, so we are pleased to announce, kind of like you said, that we have rehired our aide and officially started homemaker services back up actually this week. So we currently have an open position, though, too, for a part-time nurse. So those who are interested can apply through our county website, or you can stop in our office for that. And then we also began working on several new initiatives, including an opioid prevention program. And we plan to hold educational meetings in the future to help raise awareness and provide community resources to the community. And we have also purchased mail-back medication envelopes to help support safe medication disposal. And we have also signed up to be a Narcan distributor to help prevent opioid overdoses in our county. So more information about the programs will be shared as we finalize these details.
All right, Lisa, if people want more information, have any questions about anything we discussed, or just want to know how they can utilize services through Chickasaw County Public Health, how can they reach out?
We do have a lot of information on our website, on Facebook, which is Chickasaw County Public Health. There's also Chickasaw PHN Nursing. And we did put on the website and our Facebook pages our kind of annual report. And the annual report has a lot of information of what we do here and different programming. So if you're wondering kind of what we do or what kind of programs we have to offer, I think we're kind of like a hidden gem where we do a lot of different stuff, but people don't really realize maybe what we do. And if you have further questions or need any resources, please feel free to call our office at 641-394-4053.
All right, Lisa, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lisa Welter, Public Health Administrator, Chickasaw County, joining us on our Community Conversations, again brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.